This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight on our show, we have some very, very current and breaking news we're going to get to. We have a walk down memory lane with Vernon Dozier. We are also going to talk about how we may already, right now, be fighting Armageddon. And we'll have a mailbag looking at some of your emails. Bridget Bardot has taken our side in this whole Iraq war thing. She's my kind of a chick, even though she's 104. But first, David Oliva is an aspiring police officer. He wants to attend the L.A. Police Academy. He joins us right now from your business, right, Dave, out in the valley?
Yes, sir. I've got an auto detailing business right now in San Fernando.
All right, but we want to talk about military police and what's going on with the military police vis-a-vis in Iraq.
Yes, sir.
And you have some very definite opinions about what you saw this morning, the senators interviewing Donald Rumsfeld, correct?
Yes, I do. Basically, I felt that Senator McCain and some of the other senators treated Secretary Rumsfeld with a lot of disrespect.
You did?
Yes, sir. I believe they treated Secretary Rumsfeld...
Tell us how you felt Secretary Rumsfeld was treated, the way you explained it to me before we went on the air.
Well, I mean, I think they did to Secretary Rumsfeld the exact same thing that the military police did to the Iraqis. You know, I mean, they...
But you're talking about psychologically.
Well, yeah, but it's the same thing. I mean, if you don't think what was done to the Iraqis was good, then how come everybody felt Secretary Rumsfeld gets to be treated that way by Senator John McCain, who should know better on account of he used to be a prisoner of war and everything?
Tell me about your police aspirations. You're right now taking law enforcement.
Yes, sir. I'm taking criminal justice. I'm taking law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College and hope to one day enter the Los Angeles Police Academy in Elysian Park. I feel that the LAPD is probably the best police department that there is. And as such, I wanted to speak to the problems and to the challenges faced by our military police. And I think in many ways there's a disrespect of the chain of command.
Now, you say that Senator McCain today disrupted that chain of command by treating Secretary Rumsfeld badly, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you're saying that he treated him the same way, psychologically, the same way we treated those Iraqis?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't you think that that is just a tad extreme in your comparison?
No, I mean, just if you could listen to me, Mr. Henry, because I'm studying to be LAPD. Those military police, what they did was bad, okay? Yes, okay. I'll give you that. Yes, okay, all right? But you don't make it better by treating the Secretary of Defense, who wasn't even there, okay? That's one thing you have to understand. He wasn't even there. And also, they treat the president the same way, and he was not even there. Okay,
but what do you mean treating him the same way? When you say psychologically...
Well, I mean the way Senator McCain was questioning Secretary Rumsfeld.
Yeah, how was he questioning him in a manner consistent with the way those Iraqi prisoners were abused?
The way that Senator McCain was questioning Secretary Rumsfeld was the psychological equivalent of that.
In what way?
Well, I mean, it was the psychological equivalent. They might as well have paraded him around in the nude and put a leash on him and with a lady's underwear on his head or whatever, because that's what they said that they did. There's a saying that I like to say, and I think you'll see it's true, that a lot of people, you know, that I like to say to a lot of people, and the saying goes, and I think you'll say that, think that this is true too. Two wrongs don't make a right. Okay?
All right, I've heard that saying.
Okay, two wrongs don't make a right, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry? Okay?
Yes, I've heard the saying.
All right, and what that means is, just because you stick a broom up an Iraqi, doesn't mean you got the right to take the same broom handle, and stick it up in the, you know, the Secretary of Defense, or even the President of the United States. And I would not have blamed Secretary Rumsfeld if he had gotten up today from the seat that he was in at the table at the Senate and kicked Senator McCain's ass, because he had every right to do that. And because of the...
Now, hold on. I know you're studying law enforcement and what happened, and I want to give our number out to our listeners right now. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This young man, a student at L.A. Canyon College, believes that what was done to Secretary Rumsfeld today and what has been done to President Bush around this Iraqi abuse situation is the same as what was done to the Iraqi prisoners themselves. Now, I know you're studying law enforcement. What happened in Iraq was a disgrace to any police officer. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, sir, I would.
I mean, what those military police officers are accused of having done disgraces honest police officers.
Yes, sir, I'd say it's a disgrace and should not be repeated by any American law enforcement official, because the best police in the world are American police, and the best police in America are the LAPD. But what's going on now, they're blowing it way out of proportion, okay? I mean, I can show you way worse things than any high school dance. Okay?
Oh, come on, Dave.
No, in any high school, like local church group or any high school locker room, what you saw in those photos, they might be doing right now in a local church group or the Women's Voters League.
See, that's the kind of extreme statement.
No, you don't know. You don't know, okay? Until the pictures come out, you don't know.
You think that what happened to those Iraqi prisoners could be happening right now in a local church group?
You don't know. What about that church group in Pennsylvania that they were sticking stuff up guys in Pennsylvania back in August of last summer? You don't know. Okay, I think it's pretty hypocritical.
Well, I don't know. Was that a church group? That was the bunch of those kids?
Yeah, that was some kind of a church group or something. When that's going on in this country, to treat the Secretary of Defense the same way, psychologically parading him around with women's panties on his face or also in a leash or a nude piled up.
How likely is it that the Senate will apologize to Secretary Rumsfeld and President Bush? Because that's exactly what you say is called for.
Yes, sir, I do.
How likely do you think that is?
I think it's going to be very likely if your listeners right now and the people of the United States of America get up off their couch, go to the phone, and call the White House in Washington, D.C., and register a complaint about Senator McCain's treatment, and launch an investigation into Senator McCain and his humiliation of Secretary Rumsfeld. And let me tell you something else, okay? Senator McCain is known as a hothead. The North Vietnamese had to stick him in a cage, because he was like a wild man when they had him.
No, wait. The North Vietnamese that took Senator McCain prisoner, put all American flyers and all of our American POWs in cages. They treated all of them the same way.
Yeah, because they were acting like wild men, like he was.
No, not because they were acting like wild men, because that was the kind of way that those individuals treated our prisoners. A direct violation, by the way, of the Geneva Accords that nobody seemed to want to address.
Well, some of the stuff he did in Vietnam, which I can't even talk about, or else you'll throw up, they should investigate, too, because to parade the Secretary of Defense of the American government and the President of the United States government like they've got dirty Iraqi panties stuck on their noses or they're nude on a floor or on a leash, okay, is wrong. And I was very, very disgusted, because I do believe in a chain of command.
All right, David, first of all, I want to respect you for your desire to be a police officer.
Thank you.
I want to respect you for your love and your respect of our country and your outrage for our president. You'd often hear that, but I think to say that the president and the Secretary of Defense were treated the same as the Iraqi soldiers.
Yeah, I didn't say exactly. I said,
well, you're saying psychologically they were put to the same humiliation. Might be in a stretch here. 1-800-449-8686. I'm here in a garage. That's where you are, right?
Yes, sir. I share a garage with my brother-in-law. He does. He has a speed shop and also a machine shop over here, and I use part of it for my detailing business.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk with Jade. Hi, Jade. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
To say that his statements are a stretch is an understatement. There is absolutely no way that he can equivocate what happened to those prisoners with what happened to Rumsfeld today. Because
are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
Even for you to say that it's psychologically equivalent, there's absolutely no way. Are you saying that he was embarrassed?
Yeah, he was humiliated for
why,
no reason.
Why should he be embarrassed?
Why should the Iraqis be embarrassed?
Oh, come on.
Well, it's the same thing.
Come on.
Well, the Iraqis were in the nude with leashes.
And that's exactly what Senator McCain did psychologically. He put a leash on Secretary Rumsfeld and led him around like he was nude.
As if he was in the nude.
Psychologically, you're saying that he...
That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, let me put it this way. If Americans just heard about the Iraqis in the nude and on leashes, nobody would care. But because they saw pictures, all of a sudden it's bad. And Secretary Rumsfeld's being mistreated and kicked like a junkyard dog, but there's no pictures of it. So everybody's like,
pictures,
no one cares.
The pictures, be it by word, literary, or spoken, the pictures just magnified it. I do believe that Americans would have been upset.
Well, they announced it back in January. How come nobody cared then? There was a press release about it on January 16th. I've got it right in front of me.
The Department of Defense released a press release?
Yes, sir, they did, about the investigation of abuse of prisoners. And no Americans gave a crap, man. But
the
now...
That's what they're doing.
They're investigating what happened to the prisoners. They're investigating what happened to the
Hello?
Prisoners. But because you didn't see no pictures, you didn't care.
Bring it down a notch.
I think what happened, if Secretary Rumsfeld had got it up and beat the crap out of John McCain, that would have been sweet. It would have been
spoken
tight.
Spoken from a future police officer.
Well,
I also think is totally irrelevant.
If the shoe fits.
Whatever that means, if the shoe fits. All right, you make a good point that the initial investigation into this was announced publicly January 16th.
It was an investigation, however. It was not proven.
Ma'am, hold on. There's nothing proven yet either until these people are put on trial. Remember, we have a thing called innocent until proven guilty.
Of course.
So we have evidence is what we have. We have photographs. However, David, this lady's making a very good point. To say psychologically that Secretary Rumsfeld was treated the same way those guys were physically, I'm not seeing the connection.
Well, I mean, look at McCain goes, hey, answer the question. Talking to the guy like a dog who just took a crapping on your...
Talking to him like a dog, who should be held accountable to answer a question?
Yeah, he kept saying, hey, answer, I'm talking to you, I'm talking like that, like he's a dog.
I think what you're doing is you're putting this guy on a pedestal and thinking that, oh, he has to be treated a certain way, when in actuality, he's just the person who's in charge of people who committed offenses, and he should be held accountable to answer for it.
You needed to see pictures to get mad. Otherwise, you just carry on making pies.
No, I needed to listen
stuff,
to you know? To get mad.
Well, okay. Well, good. Then you should send
because
a telegram.
Because what I really find hypocritical is the fact that we went over there in the first place under the guise of freeing them from this type of treatment, and then
Saddam Hussein, he cut off people's ears and stuff. Are you telling me the MPs are doing that? You're crazy.
Could be.
Yeah,
who's
I bet you'd
say?
Like to believe that about
who's
your country. Who's to say, yeah, hey, Jade, the moon's made out of green cheese. Could be. Who's to say?
Could be.
Yeah. Except we already had a ship go there, and a guy reached down and took it up and said, that ain't cheese. It's dirt.
So you're saying that because we haven't cut off an ear yet, it's weird that we're not being hypocritical.
You get mad about the Iraqis, but you don't get mad that Secretary Rumsfeld had panties on his head. They put panties on his head.
All right. I'm going to take a break. Thank you very much, Jade, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva, he's a very hot-headed young man himself, is talking about Secretary Rumsfeld being disrespected today in front of the Senate the same way the Iraqis were disrespected by our United States military police, and that Secretary Rumsfeld and President Bush both deserve an apology from the Senate. 1-800-449-8686. He's also saying that basically Secretary Rumsfeld was paraded around today nude with a leash around his neck by Senator John McCain, and he singled out Senator McCain. 1-800-449-8686. You listen to The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off.
We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I heard you're not at work anymore, David. You're next door to an arcade?
Oh, yeah, just relaxing after work. I come over here with my brother and my cousin, and we don't like to relax over here. They've got House of the Dead, which is a good game, you know, and also they also have Crazy Taxi 2, which is like one of the few arcades where they will let you play it because of the violence in it and everything.
All right, well, in any event, we're talking with Dave Oliver. He is a law enforcement student at L.A. Canyon College. He hopes to be an L.A. police officer. You have sent a card off to Secretary Rumsfeld apologizing on behalf of the American people, correct?
Yes, sir. Basically, the postcard reads, I apologize on behalf of the American people, you know, basically for treating you like a $20 hooker today. And Senator McCain, I only wish that I had been there with you, Secretary Rumsfeld, to stand up and say to Senator McCain, you know, you should shut up. You're the guy that the Vietnamese had to stick in a cage because you're insane. I mean, and
let's not refer to Senator McCain's incarceration, imprisonment by the North Vietnamese because he was insane. All of those guys were put in cages.
Yeah, that may be true, but in his case, that, you know, sounds like a pretty good idea. I mean, in the rest of those guys' cases, that is definite cruelty to a human. But in McCain's case, the commandant at the North Vietnamese camp probably went, you know, damn, to stick him in a cage, man, he's scary and everything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Diane, I believe. Diane, you're in the Navy?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say to Dave that if he thinks that's berating, then he's not going to last a day in the law enforcement.
What are you talking about? How do you know?
Because I've been in the Navy for over 20 years, and I know what it's
well,
like
that's
to be
not
held
being
accountable.
A cop. That's not being a no cop.
Excuse me?
Swabbing a deck on a tugboat's not. The
I've been
same
in,
as being
I've been
a
an
cop.
MP. I've been an MP for 20 years.
Are,
okay.
Are you an MP? Is that what they call
yes.
it in the Navy?
I thought well, they called I'm it a master at arms, is what I am.
I thought they called it shore patrol.
No, that's something a little different.
Oh, I got you. What's shore patrol?
Shore patrol is when we pull into port and somebody from the ship is assigned duties as shore patrol.
Oh, yeah. My brother got beat up. He was a shore patrolman once.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
your brother got his ass kicked?
Yeah, he was a shore patrolman. He got beat up outside a bar in Tijuana or something. I don't know. So he got assigned that, huh, Diane?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm not here to talk about Mr. Henry's brother or this lady.
No,
being,
you know, it's just,
you know, master at arms, whatever that is.
If you're going to be an L.A. cop, I think I'll probably stay out of L.A. for a long time.
Why?
Because you're scaring me.
What are you talking about? I'm in favor of respecting the chain of command.
Well, you don't sound like it. You're talking
well, what
about
do you call,
a senator
what do you call,
that way.
Hey, the Secretary of Defense is higher up than a senator.
Technically, well, no, he isn't.
Who's he accountable to? He's accountable to Congress and to the Senate.
Yeah, there's a checks and balances, Dave, where they're
exactly.
not, you know, they...
Well, but still, you got to speak to him with respect and not treat him like a $20 hooker.
I mean, Rumsfeld is really in my chain of command.
Yeah.
And
so you should better watch.
And I know that if a seaman on a ship breaks a piece of equipment and the ship goes aground, the CO is the one held accountable. The CO didn't do it, but he's the one that's going to be on the carpet in front of the admiral, in front of the chief of staff.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
He is going to be held accountable. It's the way the military works.
Yeah, but Rumsfeld's your commander. Why are you dissing him?
You're not going to last a day.
Hey, why are you dissing him?
What did you say, Dave?
Why is she dissing Rumsfeld? He's her boss.
I'm not dissing him.
Yeah, you are.
I'm dissing you.
Why don't you stand up for him and not treat him like a $20 hooker? You know, probably there wouldn't ever have that been no hearing today if it wasn't for McCain wanting to take out his anger Vietnam on Russia because he had a flashback. I think McCain had a Vietnam flashback or something.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
David Oliva, an aspiring LAPD police officers on to talk about President Bush and the disrespect that the media has given President Bush over the Iraqi prisoner story is the same as what's been done to the Iraqi prisoners. Now, you wrote a paper that actually got published in a local newspaper saying you're calling out the American people.
Well, I'm not calling out the American people.
Well, it sounded to me like you're saying to the American people, you guys can't take what President Bush and the Iraqi prisoners took.
Yeah, that's right. The average American doesn't have the guts to take the abuse that President Bush has taken and that the Iraqi prisoners took, too. And I'm not saying that what happened to the Iraqi prisoners is good, but there's an old saying, like I said last time that I talked about it, two wrongs don't make a right, okay? And what that means is that...
I know what it means, two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, if you say, yeah, let's stick a broom handle up this Iraqi, then why do you do the same thing to President Bush? And yet he's able to take it, and the American people, they cry like babies if they had to take it. So I think, you want to know what I think? I think it's pussy of the American people that they can't take it.
Well, they can't take what? They can't take taking a broom handle? They can't take getting a dog leash?
Yeah, because that's what they're doing to President Bush.
President Bush? I mean, the same thing you said about Rumsfeld. These guys have been called on the carpet by the press and by the media, but I don't see any of them walking...
No, you got to understand something, Mr. Henry, and try to use your imagination. I'm talking about psychologically, okay? Psychologically, President Bush is being, you know, beat with a broom handle on his butt. And I think it's pretty sad that President Bush might not get reelected because the American people feel sorry for an Iraqi who doesn't even like us, and they're going to vote down President Bush, who's getting beat the same way by the media of America.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So President Bush is getting the same treatment at the hands of the American people and the media that the Iraqi prisoners have gotten. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Hi, David. I just wanted to say I like Rumsfeld, and I'm a supporter of President Bush. And
thank you very much.
Yeah. However, I don't think that they are. I think it's a stretch, a little exaggeration that they're being treated like the Iraqis.
I don't know how you can say that. The media is basically humiliating them the same way as if they had a woman's panties on their face, like they did to those Iraqis.
Well, there's something that you actually said that I agree about, is that, you know, they can take it. And
yeah, they can take it, yeah.
Rumsfeld and Bush are in that position, and if they could not take the being held accountable, then they should not be in that position. But what I admired about Rumsfeld today was that he was honest, he was accountable, and he was contrite. Now, they may not have liked all of that and wanted to add more fire to it, but that's what I admired about him, that he was able to turn that around.
They made him like a dog. So you think he was like being all apologizing, but they made him look like a dog that's been beat with a newspaper. Of course the dog's going to go, ooh, and he's going to lick your hand and everything.
Well,
what, do you
know
think that Rumsfeld was licking somebody? Do you think the president is like licking the hands of the press now?
Yeah, they beat him like a dog. They beat him like a dog that took a crap on a brand new shag carpeting. My girlfriend last summer and her mother won some carpeting on The Price is Right, okay? And they delivered it to the house, and it was pretty expensive. And the dog that my girlfriend has, she has a Weimaraner, okay? And it crapped right on the rug not 3 hours after The Price is Right people brought it in. And she beat it with a newspaper. I'm going, look at that. That's what President Bush is doing.
Yeah, but President Bush didn't crap on any rug.
But they might as well treat him like he's crapped on a rug.
Well, you know, I think that there's the accountability.
Don't you think so, Karen? Don't you think that President Bush has been beat like he crapped on a rug?
No.
The only guy here that's making some rather undignified comparisons is you.
I don't think that President Bush...
You might as well take those pictures of the Iraqi prisoners and get on your computer with Photoshop and superimpose Bush and Rumsfeld's head onto the new dog pile.
Well, you know what? I think actually that you're actually exaggerating just a tad.
I don't think so. I don't think, everybody's entitled to their opinion, of course.
All right, Karen, thank you. Let's go over to Carl. Hi, Carl, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, only thing that's happening is they're following the chain of command. They pulled in Rumsfeld because Rumsfeld's in charge of the people that's under him.
Right.
Just like me, I'm in the military. Okay. I am an MP. I got people under me.
Okay.
And for them people, if something goes wrong with them, they're going to pull my tail in and ask me a bunch of questions. And excuse me?
Well, you don't want them like going, hey, you stupid, treating you like you're a dog that crapped on a new shag carpet.
Hey, that's the way the military do. The military will pull you in and they will question you. They're not going to be nice about questioning you. That's your job. You take it or you don't. You volunteer or you don't volunteer. Rumsfeld volunteered for that job. He got it. That's his job. He takes it.
Up to a point. But let me ask you something. If you, did you say you was military police, sir? I didn't hear him.
I am.
Yes, he did.
Okay, first of all, I want to say how much I appreciate your service to our country in that capacity. I have interest in being a police officer, a civilian police officer myself. But when they pulled you in, what, are you supposed to let them beat you with a newspaper and humiliate and make you look like you're nude?
You go in squared away. Number one, you give them the facts. If you knew about it, then you're going to take some of the heat. If you didn't know about it, then you try to go ahead and tell them what's going on.
Well, I just think they went overboard.
That's all they're doing is trying to find out why and the reason this is happening. That's all they're trying to find out.
Well,
once they find out, and see, the thing about it, in the military, a lot of stuff rolls downhill to that little private, and the person that gave the shot call don't even get in trouble.
Well, look,
and that little private get in trouble. It's time for people to take responsibility.
Well,
now that they're starting at the top, then it'll come down to who
actually did what. Yeah, they go to the top.
Well, look, I thought that in the military, you're supposed to be a gentleman, like in the movie. I see an officer and a gentleman. It ain't called a dog and a gentleman, okay? It ain't called officer and a dog.
This ain't got nothing to do with him being a dog or the way they treat him. They brought him in and they hammered him with questions like if they would bring me in and hammer me with questions.
If they call it an officer and a dog, they'd probably think that Deborah Winger was the dog, right?
Let's not make any jokes about it, man. Yeah. I mean,
you know what? If you are going to be an LAPD, you might as well learn this now.
Yeah.
If you and your partner are out on a call or something, if your partner do something, they're going to call you up, and they're going to ream it to you.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to get reamed. That's what they did to Bush. They took a greasy broom handle.
Oh, will you come on, man? I mean, we're speaking in figurative terms.
Look, I want to ask this, Carl. Did you ever put a leash on a nude guy? No.
No,
but you
I
might have had it been necessary.
Number one, it ain't my job to put a leash on anybody. My thing is to control without using leashes.
If you was in Iraq,
if you're going through training as an LAPD, should know that you use a restraint without.
Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto, man? Hey, Carl, have you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
Do I ever play Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played it with my sons before.
Yeah, it's radical, man. I'm playing it right now out in an arcade over San Fernando Strip Mall, okay? I just wasted like 90 people or something, and I didn't shoot no cop either.
But, like I'm saying, if you feel that this is, you got a lot to learn about chain of command. Because the people at the top, this is what's going to happen.
Carl, I bet you saw those nude guys with leash pictures and said, damn, I would love to go over and kick some ass myself, but...
Nah.
No,
I would never do nothing like that.
What do you mean, Grand Theft Auto?
I just killed like 90 guys. One of them was an innocent bystander, but other than that, and one was a cab driver.
All right, anyway, Carl, thanks. You just killed 90 guys. One was an innocent bystander, and one was a cab driver.
Yeah.
Don't you think the cab driver's an innocent bystander?
No, he's a cab driver.
Well, what's an innocent bystander?
That's a person that walks on the street.
That's a pedestrian. Jesus.
You know, Mr. Henry, you're never going to understand what it is to be a police officer until you... Look at that.
Oh, man, you...
Yeah, I just beat my cousin like the sixth time. I got 1,000 points for shooting a guy with the leash around his neck.
You mean a leash?
As I said, leash. See, Rumsfeld, he's an innocent bystander.
Well, then you just killed Rumsfeld.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to. Sorry, your secretary, Chip.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
I'm sorry that you contracted BD. I'm terribly sorry about it. But that don't mean that what our MPs are over there doing is right, and I think that they should be kicked out of the military for it. But you're boasting them up, trying to put them on a pedestal. I don't know what kind of deranged mental state that you're in, but you're a freak, bud.
You know something? You need to go over to Iraq and kick some Iraqi
butt. Hey, bud, I know what's going on.
And I was
an MP in the Army. I don't know, you know, what you was doing over there being so unethical to contract BD.
I was a prisoner of war of the Chinese, and one night they said we're going to give you a break.
Hey, my dad was a POW, but he didn't come home with BD from...
I bet next you're going to tell me your grandfather was Clark Kent.
No, my grandfather worked in a peach orchard, but that don't have nothing to do with anything.
Just because you work as a security guard in a shopping mall.
Should not be sold, because that's not what should... But the United States public don't need that. We need to get rid of that image as fast as possible to try to calm that situation down over there and get our troops back home to stop any type of BD.
Oh, that's a whole lot of nonsense. And to be capitalized for 2 years.
Okay, look, we're all done.
That's ethical sound mind speaking is all that is.
You talking about having BD that was given to you by the Chinese and their geisha girls. Really, you know, I don't understand that situation.
Well, you know something? You had to live it to be in it. I forget what I'm trying to say.
You would have to live it.
You got to be in it to live it.
But just like the man said before, that was your choice. But them guys over there weren't being put on a leash by their choice and having broomsticks.
Hey,
and any MP that should be kicked out of the military, and it damn sure don't need to be put on a hat.
You know as well as I do that in a military police headquarters, that's a damn good Friday night any night of the week.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
So you'd be amazed the things we're beeping these days. You guys heard a good long beep there. It might have been something as innocuous as he took a broomstick and beat him over the head with it. I mean, we're beeping everything and anything just to make sure that we don't have...